Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Head out now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. I am excited to talk to this guy. He is the new athletic director at the University of Georgia, Josh Brooks. He joins us this morning. Josh, good morning. Really appreciate you taking the time to come on the program.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. Watching that game last night, you know, I love to see fans that go with the SEC pride. As an athletic director in the SEC, where does your, you know, allegiances fall there when you see a team in your conference win a national championship?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's always that dilemma, but you always have pride in the conference, and you know, we've established ourselves as the premier conference when it comes to football. So there is a level of pride of knowing that, rooting for the conference and hoping the conference do well, because it does help us as a whole, although it is our, you know, one of our key rivals.
Josh Brooks joining us, new athletic director at the University of Georgia. And first, let us say congratulations to you, Josh. 1 week on the job. What's it been like for you? Officially on the job.
Officially, yeah. It's been fast and furious. You know, just there's so many people you want to get a hold of and connect with early on just to say hello and let them know you're here for them. So there's so much time being taken up just reaching out to people, but then attacking the early things you want to get moving on and, you know, your agenda items while then there's just people that want to meet with you and, you want to get in front of all the teams. You want to get with all the coaches and staff. So it's really just been nonstop. But it's, you know, it's a lot of fun because, you know, you look up and the day's almost over and you haven't even taken a break yet. But so I enjoy it. But it has been definitely fast and furious.
Josh, kind of coming up through the rankings, I read some stories about you and kind of did a little research. I saw that you were a football equipment manager at LSU under Saban. You tell me if I'm wrong, student assistant coach, and then obviously with Rick as director of football operations. I've been around a lot of football equipment managers. Those guys have the dirt on just about everybody all the time. And I'm curious what you learned at different moments throughout your career and building up to the AD spot at Georgia.
Yes, I was blessed early on. I was Jimbo Fisher's student manager way back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Wow.
And he let me move into a pseudo role as a student coach. So I got to my senior year of college, I was on the headset in the box with Jimbo Fisher, charting for him, sitting next to Adam Gase. You know, we had people like Mel Tucker, Gary Gibbs, Derek Dooley, just a number of great coaches all, you know, on the same headset. So it was crazy just to think, and of course, Saban. It's crazy just to be on that same headset and sitting next to those guys, you know, almost 20 years ago, 20 more than years ago.
It's amazing because then you think about how hard those guys work and how much time and energy they put into it. And now as an athletic director, you can appreciate it and support those guys. Obviously, not Mark Rick, but a while ago. But now Kirby Smart as much as you possibly can, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I really feel like that gives me an edge as an athletic director because there's a lot of ADs who maybe have not had that experience as a coach. But once you've been on that side of the aisle and you've worked as a coach for a number of years, you really get a feel and a sense of what's needed and why coaches fight for every inch of their program, right? Whether it's recruiting or getting ready for a game, a coach's mindset is, you know, we really want to find every edge, fight for every inch. And when you've been there, it gives you a greater perspective. So when a coach comes to you and says, hey, I need X, I need Y, can you help me? You don't question as much because you understand where they're coming from. So I really think that gives me an advantage having worked on that side.
Josh, you spent some time at Millsaps College, a Division III school, and the only reason I'm familiar with this, my brother-in-law's son actually plays at Millsaps or played there for 4 years. What are some of the challenges that you see at that type level that you can carry over being the athletic director at Georgia?
Well, you know, it's all relative. It really is. I mean, obviously the pressures are greater here and you come under greater scrutiny, but if you think about it, the elements are the same. Students that want to compete and do well in the classroom, do well on the field, coaches who are trying to recruit and do it. You're dealing with parents, you're dealing with coaches, you're dealing with donors. It's all the same. It's just amped up here. Now, the greater challenge of Millsaps for me was you have an extremely small staff. So you have to do everything. You've got to organize concessions. You've got to organize the marketing and ticketing plan. You've got to arrange the live stream of the video game, of the games. You know, so in some ways it's harder at Millsaps because you have less staff. Where I come in here day one and I've got familiarity here, I don't have to do everything myself. I've got great staff, great people that I can rely on. So at Millsaps, I always tell people, be careful with ideas because you got to find out who's going to execute those ideas. Where, you know, I'd say, slow down because somebody's got to do this. But here, I've got great staff, so I can come up with all the crazy ideas. And I've got a great staff that can go out and execute them.
New athletic director Josh Brooks of the University of Georgia, our guest on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. You talk about pressure. Joel Klatt, one of the big voices in college football, has already laid pressure on the Georgia football team, putting them as the number one team in his way too early 2021 rankings. Do you feel that pressure that the only thing missing from Kirby Smart and the football team's resume is winning a national title?
You know, I would say, you know, obviously Kirby's got that great quote, pressure's a privilege, but I would, people like Kirby Smart and a lot of the coaches and staff we have, the pressure we have is internal pressure we put on ourselves to show up every day. And it doesn't matter what any poll says about us. We put that pressure on ourselves to be the best and win championships. So there could be 100 different polls and people could rank us anywhere they want. But the pressure we have is internally driven. So that's great and we'll take it. But regardless of that poll, we're going to put that pressure upon ourselves to compete and win championships. So and that's just the way we're driven here.
Josh, you talk about creativity at Millsaps. You got a nice mix of innovation and tradition at Georgia that you have to deal with. You did a nice job with the lights at the stadium, and I'm thinking you spearheaded that. What else can you share with us that may be coming up on the horizon for Georgia athletics?
We've got a number of things we're working on right now. I don't want to give away too much, but I will say that we're going to the term you're going to hear me speak about a lot is experiences, and that goes for our student athletes, our coaches, staff, and our fans and donors. I really want to focus on the experience, and that gets into the fan experience. I'm a big fan of what the Falcons and Braves and Hawks have done in terms of how they've really made it fan-centric. And obviously, they're a different market than we are, pro versus college. But at the same time, I'm a big fan of Disney, big fan of Chick-fil-A. I want, when you walk into one of our venues, I want you to feel just the sense of relief and escapism and whatever you're looking for. I want that sporting event to be that for you, because we know a lot of our fans are making tough decisions between a summer vacation or season tickets to come watch the Dogs play. So when they come here, they want to feel that experience, to feel something, you know, special. So I don't take that lightly. So from the moment you park your vehicle to you walk in the gates to go to the concession stand, restroom, et cetera, I want you to every step of the way to be a great experience. So that's something we're going to pull out of focus on and really try to enhance every aspect of the fan experience.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon background screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
Early on, Josh, you said, listen, concerts. You were responsible for, wasn't it Jason Aldean that you got there?
That's correct. Yeah. I led that concert in 2013. And I've been known to be a big Avett Brothers fan. So I got a great surprise yesterday morning when the Avett Brothers tour manager sent me a nice email out of the blue. But, you know, I would love to, especially as we get out of COVID, I would love to think about how we can utilize Sanford Stadium more and possibly do something maybe next the spring of 22, hosting a concert there. I think it's great for, it's great for campus. It's really great for the town because, you know, the town's taking a hit with less home football games. Just the local economy depends upon that. So anything we can do to provide an additional opportunity for hotels and restaurants, et cetera, to generate some revenue, I think is important. Plus, it's just really cool and fun to do. and have an event like that in Sanford Stadium.
I agree. Is there any thought, I know you mentioned 22, but if Sanford Stadium can seat 92,000 and you went for a 20 or 25% capacity, aren't there so many artists out there now that would die to be on a stage? No, I shouldn't use the word die. That would be so excited to be on a stage for even if you could put 20,000 in Sanford?
We've had those initial conversations, and early on, some of the big names we've talked about that doesn't work because they spend so much money on the production that the just doesn't equal out. But, you know, and this is something, the timing-wise, I just don't know if we, time to work it out. But, yeah, you're right. If there could be some smaller acts that could play for 20,000, who knows? But I've also got some other things in the works that we'll be hopefully announcing here shortly. Not a concert, but some other fun stuff that we can do. But yeah, that you're right. I do think, and that could be the future. Even if we don't know where we're at in terms of COVID, 6 months, 9 months, a year from now, outdoor venues are going to become so much more popular because of it being safer to have events outdoors. So I think that's definitely something we can look at and see what's possible.
Josh, obviously with football just ending yesterday, the conversation has now turned to potentially expanding the playoffs. Where do you stand on that? Do you like where it's at with four teams in the playoffs? Would you like to see more to get an opportunity? Because I saw something yesterday or this morning, 17 of the college football playoff wins have come from Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson. Do we think expansion's good for the sport?
Yeah, I don't know if expansion would change that, honestly, because, you know, it would. But what it does, I think, my biggest concern is being an AD in the SEC is the grind it puts on the teams in the SEC, because we're already going through a grind of an SEC schedule and then the SEC championship game, which could possibly eliminate a second team, whereas the other conferences are fighting just to get normally just one in. And so that's my concern, is now you've got a 12-game schedule, the 13th SEC game, and then adding an additional game. Because I can tell you, that year we went to the national championship game and went to Rose Bowl to obviously Atlanta. That was a grind, and I do worry about the expansion and what that means in terms of another big game after coming off an 8 SEC game schedule, SEC championship game potentially, and then 3 more games. That's a grind on those student athletes.
Josh Brooks joins us here via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. He's the UGA Athletic Director on the job just for a short time so far, but been around the program for a long, long time. There's a question on Twitter I would love to get your thoughts on. He said, can you ask Josh why he chose administration versus coaching?
Well, it was actually honestly chosen for me. I wanted to be a coach. You know, I told you I came up and I was geared up and working with Jimbo, and I went to Louisiana Monroe as a grad assistant coach. And after a couple of years there, my head coach told me, he said, listen, I don't hire guys that didn't play college football, but you're very organized. You're good with computers. And I see you have a bright future in administration. And when he told me that, it was like a punch in the gut. You know, yeah. Man, come on, man, I can coach football. But I started doing it. He offered me a job full time, making $20,000 a year. I thought I was rich. So I took the job, and I love the work. I do miss the interaction with student athletes, especially even in that football ops role, because you feel like they're, you know, that their second dad or their uncle. You're helping them through their 4 years of college, and it's really special to know those guys. So even I reflect back on my time as football ops from, you know, 08 to 2011, that was a special time. A lot of those guys are special to me. So I missed that part of it, but, you know, everything has a way of working out. And yeah. I was destined to work in administration. I still think every now and then when I watch a game, I'm like, I think I may have called a different play there.
I think I may have made a spot differently
or whatever, you know, but that's why I'm sitting in this desk, and that's why they're on the field coaching.
That's a classic story. What level of sports did you end up playing too? Did you play football through high school, or where'd you go?
You know, I played all through high school, and I knew I wanted to coach. So I went to LSU with the mindset of just get me a job doing anything. And I didn't think I could be a walk-on. And then I saw how the walk-ons were, and I was like, man, I think I could be a walk-on LSU. But at that point, I'd already earned a scholarship as a manager. So I'm like, man, I'm getting paid to do this. I think I'll save my brain cells and be an equipment manager. And it was just too good of experience to pass up at that point in time. But yeah, I still play the what if game. Like if I could have been, you know, just a decent enough walk on to run down on kickoff or something like that, or, you know, but it wasn't meant to be.
We always see that. And we were talking about guys that played last night, you know, going through injuries and everything else, just that want and desire to do so. How much of a challenge has it become this year with COVID to try not only to navigate football, but basketball, baseball, some of the smaller sports? How much of an impact has all of this had on them?
It's been a big impact. As you think about it, we've had to reduce capacity at every single event. And part of our job administratively is to provide the best experience for our student athletes and coaches. You want that dynamic experience, that home field advantage. And when you've got reduced capacity on top of that, even with the reduced capacity, you still have some no-shows because there's still people worried about attending an event and they may have bought tickets, but now they're a little apprehensive. So managing through all that while you're trying to keep your student athletes safe, provide them a safe experience, coaches, staff, that's the big challenge. And people ask me right now, you said, what are your new objectives? What do you want to tackle? I'm like, well, at some point, we really just have to keep managing through COVID. You don't want to attack too many new things right now until we feel like we're getting on the other side of this COVID challenge, because it is a challenge and it's something new every single day.
Well, Josh, we appreciate you taking 15 minutes this morning to talk to us. It's very insightful. We want an event. We just want to come out there and do some shows out in Athens. Actually, might be a closer drive to me than coming here to the studio.
Let's do it. We've got a lot of spring sports gearing up now, so a lot of fun stuff. And I think we got a chance to win some championships in some of our spring sports. So it's gonna be an exciting spring.
Josh, really appreciate it. We'll have to catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate y'all.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.